Sports Authority Field at Mile High. It is a playing surface of pure Kentucky bluegrass. And starting in 2010, it's every blade, the pride and joy and protectorate of assistant turf manager Luke Kellerman.
We don't let people walk on the grass. Everybody has gotten that backlash at some point, but what we do is we yell at you. My goal is to not walk on it at all.
You have to glove the grass.
On a late summer afternoon in 2015, here on the field that he tended to so faithfully, Luke took a call from his doctor.
I remember it perfectly. I was sitting in the northwest corner of the field, and you start getting enough... get enough random calls on your phone that you have to start answering all of them. You don't know what the next one is going to be.
He told his wife, Katie, that he had been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. It had spread to other parts of his body.
That moment of sheer panic just comes in and you're like, what do I do now?
It definitely leaves me a little bit breathless thinking about it. Just, it's such a shocking thing to hear at our age.
As Luke embarked upon treatment, the Broncos season lifted his spirits. He went to Super Bowl 50 and was given a Super Bowl ring. Eager to help others, Luke sent a proposal to team management, which became Fight Like a Bronco, honoring on the field survivors of all cancers and promoting early cancer detection. The team donated $60,000, which would provide 12,000 people with additional screening opportunities.
Cancer in people our age, you know, early 30s, late 20s, that is on the rise. And usually people say don't start getting checked out until you're, you know, in your early 40s. But that's not the case anymore. We just wanted to get awareness out that we can do more.
We actually have to go to work.
Mr. Elliott, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming down.
Oh, still work?
Well, coming to work.
Oh, boy, I like to hear it.
On October 13th, 2017... the Broncos honored Luke at their headquarters.
No, thank you guys for everything. Proud to work for you.
So, thank you for everything.
As they paid tribute to their employee and lifelong fan.
We just want to thank you.
Thank you
for everything that you've done. You are a huge part of this organization.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Keep fighting, man. We're here with you.
It was probably the best moment of Luke's life. I know it meant the world to both of us.
I mean, it just makes me so happy, so appreciate it, guys, and just keep on going out there and winning. Love it. Yeah, this is going to be cherished. Thank you. Thank you guys very, very much.
You want to break us down, man?
Hell yeah.
Break us down, man.
Broncos on three. One, two, three.
Broncos!
Broncos on three, you know. I've seen that a million times. And they gave me the opportunity to do that. And it was, I mean, it was right up there with saying I do, you know. I'm sorry, but that's cool to me.
In hospice care, with Katie at his side, Luke wanted to share his story and his wishes with the world, knowing that every moment mattered.
It's scary knowing that I'm probably I'm not going to have enough time for everything I want. But,
we're doing the best we can.
Exactly. We're just going day by day.
During halftime of the Broncos' Week 6 game, on the field that he had cared for so well, Luke at last heard cheers meant for him alone.
Tonight, we dedicate halftime to Luke as he continues his battle.
I wish you love
and happiness. I guess I'll wish you all the best.
He's the most inspirational person I've ever met. I don't know many people that can go through what he's gone through and still be so adamant about getting the word out or raising awareness. He's my hero.
I knew love, oh, love knew me. When I walked around, love walked with me.
7 days after his interview, on the morning of October 26, 2017, Luke Kellerman died. He was 34 years old.
There needs to be 34-year-olds that get stuff like this, which sucks. But it needs to happen in order for change. This cancer stuff, we're ready for it to be done with and hopefully touch as many people as we possibly can. That's our goal.
But I got no hate, and I got no pride. But I got so much love that I cannot hide.